Pakistan quake refugees are still in urgent need as winter approaches. Eritrea's government increases pressure on Christians, and Book of Hope faces new challenges in Latin America. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Pakistan's quake death toll has climbed to over 70,000, and there are dire warnings of more fatalities to come. World Vision's John Shank says the humanitarian situation isn't necessarily worse than originally thought, but the body count is distracting from the real problem of being caught unprepared.
In a way, it just feels like the world wasn't listening. This earthquake was not a disaster with a specific moment in time, but really what it's done has shaken up 25,000 square kilometers and the lives of more than 3 million people and destroyed most of the housing in this region with the winter coming.
Shank says because the region is religious, it serves as an open door for action in Christ's name.
We are specially positioned to work in Pakistan because we are a Christian organization. This is a predominantly Muslim country, but they have great respect for Christians. We speak freely of being Christians, of loving God.
Next, as the death toll continues to climb in the aftermath of the Pakistan earthquake, Christians are trying to prevent more deaths. HCJB World Radio's seven-member medical team is in Pakistan, assisting SIM International reach out with God's love. HCJB's Brad Quist is on the ground there and says they're seeing incredible health needs.
We are seeing secondary injuries and illnesses. For example, fractures that haven't healed well or having to be operated on and corrected, the other injuries that are now severely infected. We're seeing about 90 to 100 patients a day.
The medical infrastructure is in a shambles. While they're working in a closed Muslim society, Quist says,
people are very curious about why we're here. They're also very curious about our customs and the way we live and what life is like outside of their country. So yes, there are many opportunities to speak about why we are here.
Pray for the team's safety. You're listening to Mission Network News. A coordinated raid in Eritrea a month ago netted the arrests of 200 Christians. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says they got word this week about what's happening there and shares a grim concern.
One of our contacts in Eritrea had reported that several detainees had in the past couple of weeks been released, including one pastor. Of those that were imprisoned, all of the female prisoners have been released, and at least two males. Most of them, however, remain unknown. We simply don't know where they are.
Eritrea became the first country to have sanctions applied under the U.S. Religious Freedom Law. Penner says this kind of action can actually help Eritrean believers.
I think the world needs to continue to know. Believers need to continue to pray. Ultimately, the solution to this is not going to be from a human perspective, I think. It's as God moves in the hearts of these Eritrean leaders to either change their policies, or perhaps they get a new set of leaders in Eritrea.
Meanwhile, hurricanes that hit the U.S. have hit hard for Haiti with love. Bank problems from their hurricane-affected Louisiana bank, a 70% downturn in donations, and a container shortage are all hurricane-related. Without these necessities, for Haiti's food program, medical clinic, home rebuilding projects, and more could be in jeopardy. Without the funding, babies will go hungry, burn patients will go untreated, and many won't hear about God's love for them. Your help is needed. And Book of Hope is fighting the rise in secularism in Latin America. Teams report that it's preventing them from having access to schools. There also appears to be active witchcraft and violence in some areas, which adds to the ministry challenge. Pray for wisdom as the regional and national coordinators develop new school programs and outreach methods to reach the children and youth with the gospel, especially in Mexico, Colombia, Costa Rica, and Argentina. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about what you heard today, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.